The scope of the world's refugee crisis can only be described as stunning. I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. In today's program, we'll explore that a little more, and we'll hear about how students are wrestling with that issue at Urbana 15, North America's biggest student missions conference. But first, well, today is the first day of the new year. While trending stories are telling you what's hot, there's at least one thing to keep an eye on in 2016. Todd Nettleton is a spokesman for the Voice of the Martyrs USA.
One of the things that I think we'll definitely see is the expansion of the Islamic State into more countries.
What this means is
more terrorism, it's going to be more persecution of Christians.
But there is an upside to this story. Even though the refugee crisis will continue to be a top headline this year,
I think there is an incredible opportunity for Christians to respond in this situation as the body of Christ, as the hands of Jesus Christ, to reach out and bless and encourage and help those who are so desperately in need of help.
VOM offers a lot of resources to help, and you'll find the links at missionnews.org. Whether it's the refugee crisis coming to your community or it's a persecuted church abroad, the first step toward healing starts with you. 364 more days to put faith to feet. A new year means new goals. A Forgotten Missionaries International team is ready to set sail to accomplish a number of those in several nations this year. FMI's Bruce Allen says their first goal is checking up on some of their partners.
We are identifying and mobilizing the Christian leaders who are indigenous to their own country. But in order to give transparency and accountability to our donors, we need to go in physically and make sure that the work that we are telling donors is being done, that yes, it is.
The second? To seek out new partners. And the third, train the pastor's wives to become leaders.
Women tend to be invisible segments of their population, so to have seminars that are designed specifically for the enrichment of women is a real treat. If we can equip the stronger female believers in a congregation to disciple other women in their churches, that will tremendously help the churches mature.
Watch for updates at our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. Going into missions can be a difficult choice, but Urbana 15, InterVarsity Christian Fellowship's student mission conference in St. Louis, has been helping thousands of kids figure out what their next step is. As the triennial conference came to a close, we caught up with Will Lipscomb, a high school senior from Spring Lake, Michigan.
The one thing I've been learning so far is that God, in a sense, writes your story through what you do for Him.
Urbana has been encouraging students to trust God, be a guiding light, and look where help is needed most. For instance, the persecuted church.
I knew that there was persecution going on, but the speakers that came up and explained what had happened to them, because they brought in people who were persecuted and beaten because of their faith, and it really opened my eyes to how serious of a thing it was. And then to be able to pray for those people, and it was cool to be able to do that.
Like Will, there are thousands more sorting through what they've learned this week. Would you pray for God's continued direction and guidance? And finally, Farms International is looking to expand its current programs and add yet another this year. Joseph Richter with Farms International.
One of the new programs that we're trusting God for this year is in Ecuador with the Quechua people up in the high Andes.
This is a dream 10 years in the making. Farms had worked in Ecuador for a different project about a decade ago. That project was a success. Unfortunately, a situation changed put a stop to it.
Through that visit and contacts we made there, that a missionary friend was going back to Ecuador this year with a team, and we're going to partner with them in Ecuador again. I guess we've just always had a heart for the Quechua people and want to see their churches really be self-supporting.
In the future, Farms plans to lead a trip to Ecuador. In the meantime, please be praying for the Ecuador project. Pray for the people group and the economic situation in the Andes. Details on all of these stories can be found at missionnews.org. Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer.